Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, friends. If you are a flower farmer or a farmer of any sort that sells some kind of perishable product, this is for you. Foundations of Peddling Perishable Products is my signature course that teaches you how to price with confidence, set real revenue goals, build your brand, and sell your seasonal products more efficiently. As of today, August 1st, 2025, I just added a brand new bonus module on email marketing. I walk you through exactly how to create a freebie, build a landing page, tag your subscribers so that you're sending the right messages to the right people. So Dahlia lovers list right before your tuber sale, or a wedding expo list that you can follow up with on Monday after the weekend. You also get access to our private Facebook group. You get access to our monthly Zoom call, and any future updates or modules that we add, along with discounts to in-person events and courses like Flower Farmer Forum Conference and Farmer Florist Bootcamp. But that only happens if you join before August 31st, 2025, because after that, it is now going to become a monthly membership. There will be no more lifetime access. No more being grandfathered in. And if you want to stay in it, you're going to end up paying a lot more in the long run. I started this promotion about 2 weeks ago. I said 10 people, if they join, whether they do the one-time payment, the 6-month payment, or the 12-month payment, they get 25% off. We've had 8 people sign up in the last 2 weeks. It works for all 3 payment plans. You get 25% off. Use the code REST. Try it. If it works, it's still active. But once those last few spots are gone, it shuts off and it goes back to the regular price. Either way, if you're on the fence, join before August 31st so that you can get grandfathered in. So head to the link in the episode notes to learn more about Foundations of PPP. I would love to see you inside, and you can always schedule a free 15-minute consultation with me to see if it's the right fit for you.
Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler Merkin. And today's episode, I'm pretty excited. We're going to talk about the hidden responsibility of agritourism. This episode might not be what you expect, but it's one that I've been wanting to record for a while. It's easy to talk about the dreamy parts of this business, the flowers, the events. People walk through our fields smiling with coffee in one hand and clippers in the other, and they're frolicking in the meadow. But here's the thing. There's another side to it, and that is the weight of the responsibility that we carry and that we should carry that comes with agritourism, especially when you're a flower farmer. Because here's the truth. we might not be feeding the world, but we are shaping how the world sees farming. Let me say that again. Flower farmers might not be feeding the world, but we are shaping how the world sees farming because we're the ones that they're seeing. They're not following the pig farmers and the cattle farmers. They should. That'd be great. They could learn. But there is this movement and flowers are pretty and there's traction. And a lot of people are three or four generations removed from a farm. And so this is the closest they're going to get. So when someone visits your farm, they're not just buying flowers. They're buying the idea of farming. And let me tell you a little bit more about that. So when someone visits your farm, even just one time, it might shape their entire view of agriculture. They don't see the combine. They don't see the grain elevator. They don't see the margins, the loans, the drought stress. They see us, a smiling farmer with dirt under our nails and a backdrop of pretty blooms. And that's beautiful, but it can be a little misleading if we are not careful. Because when people romanticize flower farms, they can also start believing that all farms should look like this and all farmers are accessible and that food and flowers just magically appear in pretty places. And it's not their fault. They're disconnected, but it is our job to reconnect them gently and honestly and with a little backbone when needed. So the next thing I want to talk about is the spectrum of farming and why it all matters. I have heard things like, I only buy from small farms. Or big agriculture is evil, or I don't trust food from the grocery store anymore. Those are things that I'm told all the time by my customers, actually. And I can't just sit back and be like, yeah. And they're like, well, you get it. You're local. You don't buy those. And it's like, hold on. We have work to do. And if you are a flower farmer that is hearing that from the general public, please, please learn to have this conversation. Okay. And while I get where the emotion comes from and where some of these things have been said, we've got to unpack it a little because yes, local does matter. And yes, direct to consumer matters. And yes, community supported farms are powerful. Okay. There are some farmers that feed the world and they've been told for decades that is their responsibility to feed the world. I'll be honest. I don't want to serve the world. I just want to serve my community. Right? I just want central Minnesota to have flowers. Now, Liz Fidler Mergen, podcast host, whatever. No, I want to help people worldwide grow flower farms, right? This podcast, my coaching platform, all of those things. But my farm itself, my flowers themselves, I don't want to ship them across the world. That defeats the point of what I am doing. I just want to serve my community. However, big farms feed people that other farmers can't reach, okay? They operate where food can actually grow year round and they feed people at price points that we cannot serve. So it's not either or, it's both and. We serve our communities, big farmers, small farmers, in real tangible ways, okay? We bring people to the land, we teach, we inspire, and that matters so much. But just because our model works for a few hundred families doesn't mean it scales to millions and millions of people. If we make big ag the villain, okay, we lose the chance to change it from the inside. If we make our own model this sacred and untouchable thing, we cut ourselves off from the bigger conversations. And I have a friend that I follow her pretty closely on social media. We went to college together. And she does a great job of saying, you know, she sells direct to consumer beef. People can buy cuts from beef from them. And they're like, oh yeah, this is so much, you know, the stuff at the grocery store is dangerous with the antibiotics and da 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 da. She's like, hold up. We have to have a conversation. Like, that is not helpful to make it seem like that stuff is evil and this stuff is good. Like, let's just pause. It can be very humane. It can be very healthy. It can be very, you know, and that's not what I'm getting into with this episode, but it's like, just be very careful on bashing one way or the other if you do it one way or the other, okay? And agritourism, at the root of it, flower farming, it isn't just a business, it is a civic role. So if you do UPICs, you host classes, you run a farm store, you rent your land for weddings, or even just, you know, allow people to come take photos, you have stepped into agritourism. Okay, you don't have to sell a product, it can just be experiencing the farmland. And that comes with questions. People ask questions about pesticides and food safety and organic versus natural and just emotional baggage about pricing and accessibility and ethics. And people will ask me all the time, why are your flowers more expensive than the grocery store? Or can I just bring my toddler out and let them pick whatever they want? And are these organic? Or, you know, all of those things. And every one of those moments is an opportunity not to defend or get defensive, but to educate and build trust and to model what sustainable, intentional human agriculture looks like, even if that means explaining the not so pretty parts. And we hold the mirror to the industry and people are watching. So why this episode matters right now, you don't need to change your whole business overnight. You don't need to add workshops, get a venue license, you know, start giving tours. If that's not your thing, that's fine. But if you are opening your farm up to the public, even a little, I hope you feel the weight and the honor in that role, because you're not just selling stems. You're not just hosting events. You're helping shape public perception of agriculture itself. And it doesn't need to be heavy all the time. It can be joyful. It should be joyful, but let's not pretend that it's just flower crowns and golden hour lighting. And you are a farmer and a business owner. And whether you want to be or not, you are an educator. So keep that in mind. There's going to be so much more to come. I am really shifting some of the podcasts. It's time to get back to like interviews and bringing on the experts of exactly what I want to be talking about. And I'm so excited to share what is coming starting in September. I know that this is probably more, not necessarily solutions. Like it's just, if I just hope that it sparked something. I hope that it made you start thinking. And I'm not here to, I'm just preparing for the DMs. I'm preparing for the emails. I'm preparing for the like, well, don't you think that chemicals and pesticide and da-da-da-da-da and the food and the... If that's what you think that this is about, that I'm saying that, you know, they can be the same, but it's teaching people that, you know, one way is evil or, you know, fear-mongering or greenwashing or, you know, all of these labels. Just take a deep breath. And I think people need to be able to put trust back into farmers. And so I know we usually talk tactics and flower farming strategies and like specific growing things, and those aren't going away, but I think episodes like this can help remind us why we're doing it in the first place. So thank you so much for being here. Until next time, bloom and grow. I know this was a little shorty. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. SunnyMaryMeadow.com.